Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. We have with us in part two today at 4:30, Mike Hittner and Luke Conkle with Historic Point Bosses Who Done It. Looking forward to talking with those gentlemen about that. Right now, we have in studio our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you also, James. Thanks for
being here
again.
Yeah, and thanks for being here. I appreciate it. We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Appreciate the work they're doing. Support the work they're doing. Go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page. Appreciate the gang over there. Matt, I got a couple of questions for you, but my first one, just to start things off, how are you doing? How are things going? And you've been in the job for a little while now and everything. How are you adjusting? How is your schedule? How are you?
Yeah, doing really well. 3 months in, the meet and greets are slowing down. Just being able to reach out and touch base with everybody in the community inside the organization. It's been great, but at the same time, there's a job to be done. So it's good to kind of be getting into the nuts and bolts of the organization itself, tapping into getting the budget process started so that we can start talking about, what's going on inside each of the departments and touching base on that, because it's going to be a big part of the conversation, for the time that I'm in there. And it's an important part. So things are going really well, though, and I appreciate everybody welcoming me to the degree that they have. It's been awesome.
Good to hear. Are there, and you don't have to get too detailed on this, yep, but have you been learning on the job a bit as well, as far as there are things I'm sure that you prepped and planned for that you knew the job would have, but things come up that like, oh, I didn't know we were in charge of this, or I didn't know we did this. Mm-hmm. Learning some of that as well?
Absolutely. One of my strengths, I think, is, for lack of a better term, just going with the flow and being able to feel comfortable enough to shift gears when need be. I've never had a schedule pack quite as full as it gets, and it goes out quite a ways. So I certainly keep my eyes on that every day, every morning, and every night, just to make sure I'm staying on track that way. But outside of that, there's always these other things that are happening. So the time in between gets filled with other things. I would say the biggest thing that I've learned so far, I was thinking about this yesterday, is it's like a good thing, but I see the negative side to it from inside the organization, which is when a mayor and the leadership that's being elected, and this isn't something I ever experienced before, because even as an alderman, you don't see it to the same degree I'm seeing it now. There's a lot, it creates a lot of unsurety or insecurity in terms of inside the organization as to who's coming, what are they going to bring, how are they going to shake things up, and how are they going to do it? What's their personality like? Because you can either, you can come in many different ways. I think it's important for me, for myself, to start to understand that better from not just from my perspective and what I want to get done in 2 years or whatever, however long I'm going to be here, but ultimately seeing that from the perspective of the community, yes, but even more so the people that are in the organization and building the communication. This is all, in my mind, at least for the first 2 years, if not more, it's all about communication and bridging those gaps. I said it a lot in my campaign. I'm saying it now even more internally. And if once we get the internal on track where we need to be so that we can be the best for the external communication with the community.
It is orange cone season, we know. We have got a lot of construction going on in town, a lot of projects that are bigger projects, maybe. How is that going? Any updates on that? Everything going as planned, going pretty to schedule?
Yeah, everything is going really well. There's a lot of things that are happening all at one time. I took a ride around with Paul Vollert, the Public Works Superintendent, just to get a bird's eye as to what's going on, meet some more of the people that are out there doing the work. Again, great appreciation for what everybody in the streets does. Again, organization-wide, government-wide, but right now this is a big push to get the streets done. I know, I understand better. It's easy to complain about the things that you do see on a day-to-day basis, but if you ever want to stop by and kind of see what it takes in order to keep the 150 miles of road working, if you're replacing everything, the surface, the infrastructure, the water, the gas, everything underneath it, we're talking about $2 million a mile. We got 150 miles worth of road. So you got to keep the other roads, up, up to speed as much as you can. And a lot of that comes with the chip seal, which is, you know, the pebble and tar kind of stuff. And everybody hates that. And I get it. I don't like it any more than anybody else does. But that does give the road longevity for another 5 years or better, in order for us to be able to have a system in place to be able to tackle the roads methodically versus just haphazardly. So they do a great job. And we are lucky to have the roads in the shape that they're in, always striving to do better, but we should appreciate the fact that we have the roads that we have.
I spend a lot of time in a lot of our neighboring towns and cities and not call anybody out, but we've got it a lot better than some. Yep. And need to appreciate that sometimes. Yep. And always like to use this as a reminder to slow down, keep an eye out for construction workers. They're just trying to do their job. Absolutely. Let them do their, they're just trying to keep our roads safe, yep. You know, keep an eye out for them.
And they all have families to go home to. So yeah. Appreciate the work that they do and keep them safe. You're right.
The city recently asked residents for their input and involvement as part of the downtown master plan. We talked about this the last time we were together and everything. Any updates on that? Have you received feedback, whether it's good or bad, or mm-hmm. what the details of that are? Certainly, yeah. You know, we'll get to that at another time. But have you been getting some feedback from that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the company you hire to do, you know, the planning of the whole thing, and that's good to understand too. These are planners. And they're hired to do a job, and that's communicate effectively, bring in all the groups that want to see things, that own property downtown, that have a vested interest in the downtown, that want to invest in the downtown. And that's key to the whole thing. You can plan and plan and plan all you want, but if you don't get the people that see the vision and invest their money and resources in the downtown to take on these projects, whether they're real or, you know, a lot of times you have to decide, is this a reality or does it just look really nice on paper, you know? And it takes the people to be able to have the vision to say, I can do this and I can afford to do this and make it happen. And then get the buy-in from the people who are a part of that project.
Yeah.
And everybody in the community who wants to be a part of that downtown area. We all want to see it succeed.
One of the things that you talked about in your campaign, and I know that was important to you, is bringing not only jobs, but businesses to town. This is a part of that. Yeah. So I imagine that we, as you said, we kind of need a good basis for them to go to.
Yeah.
All of these things tie together.
Yeah. Yeah, there's you have a choice in life. You can either, you know, be positive or you can be kind of negative. I hate to say it. I don't know for sure, but in my opinion, it's way easier to be positive. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't hurt anyone. And I do realize, like, there's a difference between reality, like when you're talking to people face to face, way more positive. Way, you know, when you get on social media, I know we've talked about that in the past. I don't know what it is about social media, but, you know, I appreciate all these websites and Facebook pages that are coming up that all they want to do is talk about the positive things. They don't want any of the negative, because the negative can overtake things so fast. And then it just makes everybody else get down and feel like, oh, maybe it's not worth the effort to try to build this positivity or the vision, the future of the community. I'm just encouraging everybody to stay as positive as you can and be a part of the conversation for progress, not for, you know, holding everything back or the days, what it used to be like. We can certainly respect the heritage and everything that comes along with the history of Wisconsin Rapids further back than the paper industries and the cranberries and everything else that we have here. But we're also looking to move forward. And that comes with vision and people that are willing to put their money where their mouth is and really get things moving forward and taking those risks and building the future of the community. So I support that 100%.
Every dog can bark. But not every dog can sit. Not every dog can, greet you right when you walk in the door and everything. It's very important as we go forward as a society, because the country has already spoken on this. We are looking to be more positive. We are tired of the divisiveness. Mm-hmm. And I think that on a local level, we've got a lot of that going on and have been for a while, I would say. It's encouraging. It's very encouraging. I think it's important to note, too, with this, you can have accountability while also being positive.
Yep. Yeah.
You can like, hey, I don't like what's going on here. I'm going to mention something about it and do it like an adult.
Yeah.
You know, and the social media aspect of the keyboard cowards out there, we deal with some of that too. Yeah. I have since my first day in radio, I've been dealing with that. And it's one of those things where I notice that the more time goes on, more and more people are becoming that person that, well, if I really want to be heard, I actually have to be an adult. I have to talk to this person like an adult.
Yes,
and we're getting more and more of that. I'm encouraged by that. I'm with you on this, 100%. I also have my mother in the back of my head, Jimmy, you know, it takes more muscles to frown than smile. So that's, of course, popping in my head as well. So but we're speaking with Mayor Matt Zacher right now, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher. And I mentioned the city master plan, the downtown master plan that people are working on. You can find out more about that at the city's website. And take a look at that website while you can, because it's going to be changing a little bit. You guys are working on a new website, I see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This was something that I saw almost immediately, and everybody in the organization and community are in lockstep. Like, the website has to be completely revamped, updated, started over. And that's what we're doing, but we're taking the time to get everybody's input. You know, we got IT and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. You know, they're doing a great job kind of spearheading the efforts to get that on. You know, the fast track, it's going to take time. And so we reached out to the department heads or the departments, and we're talking that through the organization itself. And now we're reaching out to the community, because we want this to be the future website for the next, you know, I say 50 years, who knows how long, but I would say if we do it right now, and it's exciting, because what I see more than anything, I said it already this morning, communication is key. And right now, there's a divide between the city organization and the community and the residents and the businesses. And we need to make that go away as much as possible. And a big part of that is going to be this website. You know, my first, what I'm saying foremost is it's got to be able to be on the phone. Everybody's got the phone. We have no idea what AM radio is going to be like in the future, and what, phones are going to be like, what television will be like, what radio, newspapers, but we do have a pretty good idea, unless something drastically changes, that everybody's going to have the phone in their pocket, and everybody knows how to tap. Not all the old folks like to do the texting, but they do like to do the tapping and be able to get there. So my vision is to have this, our website, on a shortcut on everybody's homepage, so they can get up in the morning and they can tap on it and find out what's going on in the city in short order. They're not trying to navigate through this confusing website. It's just right there for you. And I think the most important part of this, in my eyes, is to be able to give people information that is coming straight from the city, without being, twisted one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I see it already. Again, I'm not going to point fingers at anything, but I can see how snippets can be taken and turned any way you want, and to make the story go the way you want it to go. All I want to do is get out the information to people. Taylor and Joe and myself are going to be working on doing more, kind of like what we do here, to be able to just have a conversation and be able to talk about what's going on at the fire department, what's going on with the ATV, UTV stuff. And we're going to do that and just have a conversation and be able to put it out to people. We got to figure out how to, you know, do that in small snippets so that people can get the information quick without being too bored and falling asleep. So there's a lot to be said about the communication and what that website's going to bring for the future of connecting us to the community.
I have a good feeling about this internet thing. I'm with you. I think it's going to be around a while. So it's a great point, too. And it speaks to, too, a part of the reason what I appreciate about you in this position is the type of coach that doesn't take a great athlete and say, here's my playbook, do what I tell you to. I appreciate the coach that meets the player and say, you got this particular skill set. I'm going to rework my playbook to highlight that specific skill set and everything. I'm going to reach you. I'm going to meet you halfway. That's what you're looking to do with the community here, is with the information or just conversation, is being able to, I can't be in everybody's living room, but if you can, you know, if we can meet each other halfway here, we can talk.
Absolutely. And it's working really well within the city, as I get to know and build the trust with the people that are working, doing the job that we hired them to do. Again, it's not about me. It's about what benefits the community most. And if we get everybody working towards the same vision, the same goal in the city, which is being the best possible services provided for the residents and businesses. That's our job, and that's customer service, and that's what we're going to attain.
Part of that communication you talk about is feedback, and we value your feedback. So you can go to wirapids.org and leave feedback and leave information on how you feel about the website or what you're looking for on the website. And of course, on the city master plan as well. You can go to the website wirapids.org to find out more information about that. And there is some places for you to be able to leave feedback. Sir, I wanted to also talk about the Brownfield grant for the former Northern Steel casting site. Pretty big news that came up recently.
Yeah, it's important. I know there's a lot of people, especially right in that area, and that's my neighborhood that I have been a part of for 20 years. So, the amazing part is that it was there for a long time. I met a few people recently that worked there for pretty much their entire career and what they did and how they did it. And so the history again is there, but now it's kind of just sitting there and we got to figure it out. The downside is we have to worry about what may or may not be in the ground. And we won't know that until we, take down everything and dig it all up and get the samples. But the tricky part is we do it one of two ways. We either do it and we pay for it all out of pocket because we're never going to get reimbursed for it. And we can't really cut corners on it because there's a certain pathway we have to go down through the state and federal government in order to get paid for the process. But it has to be according to their process. And as we all know, government moves at its own pace. And, as much as we want it to move faster, and I certainly am pleasantly persistent. Mm-hmm. I have no problem continuing to, bother people and get it sped up as much as we can in order to make it happen. Because we do know it's an eyesore and it's waiting to be redeveloped for something else. But in the end, we have to bide our time and we got to get the money set up and do it in the order that they're asking us to do it in. So it's going to move forward. It's just going to move forward at its own pace. But at the same time, we all look forward to the end result, which is getting it out of there. So
anytime I was hungry and I'm bugging my mom about food, Jimmy, do you want it done fast or do you want it done right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother should have just done this interview. That's what. Matt, one of the other things that I wanted to touch on with this, and I'm kind of piggybacking off of what you've touched on there and a little bit in the conversation here today. I understand that what we can take from these buildings or these monuments or different things like that. But, I would imagine that in this state, there are not many structures that are more loved or appreciated or celebrated than Lambeau Field.
Okay.
I mean, pretty, absolutely, pretty. I think that's pretty safe to say. If it's not number one, it's at least number two in the state as mm-hmm. far as structures. They've made adjustments to that.
Yeah,
it's Lambeau Field looks nothing like it did when it was first created.
Right.
I mean, if we can take that, if we can be accepting of that, I'm pretty sure on a local level you can accept that there is change.
Yeah.
And honestly, and just speaking for myself, I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to a lot of our surrounding communities. I pay attention to a lot of the rural areas in this country, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are not in that position. A lot of them are not able to make these changes or don't have government that are trying to make changes like that to advance your city. If you don't move forward, you are stuck in the past. Right. And that is the last thing any of us can afford to do.
Right. No, absolutely. We've talked about it a lot since I started this. I knew coming into the campaign like this, we were on the cusp of change. I guess we always are. But in a sense, this was a bigger transition for me to be able to come on board and say, the mill is never coming back. I mean, that's pretty big. And I appreciate the fact that people are trusting me to bring that news, be the bearer of that news and not killing the messenger per se. Mm. But at the same time, the changes that are going to come out of that, and there's a lot of things that are happening right now. This is one of those crossroads where I have to bite my tongue and bide my time to be able to talk more about what's coming in the future, near future, but because things have to be finalized and all that stuff until it becomes public knowledge. But good things are coming, and I think once it's all said and done and moving forward, people are going to appreciate the changes that are happening and what it's taken to make them happen and the people that are involved with it. We are fortunate, and again, hopefully it doesn't come back and bite me. Like, I want to stay positive. CRG is being very open and transparent. They have people set up to communicate effectively with us and be a part of the conversation so that they're letting us know what's going on and what it's going to take in order to make changes happen and get the proper permitting and paying, you know, putting down basically down payments or insurance. So if bad things do come, there's some assurances there that we're not going to be stuck with, you know, half a building up or whatever could come. And that's the biggest thing. That's all I've wanted and why I'm trying to stay as close to it as possible, as well as Kyle Curran's doing what he can to be a part of that conversation and making sure that it's the best end result for everybody involved, including the city of Wisconsin Rapids.
As we wrap up, you know, I don't know where our former mayor Shane is right now, but I have a feeling he's smiling and happy, whatever he's doing. He had a project that he was that was close to him that he was working on as he was wrapping up his term about having our bridges having city lights on them, having lights on. Any progress or any news on that?
Well, that was passed right before he left office. The city council did pass it. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, again, it comes down to. I've had people talk to me about why would we do something like that for that kind of money when we could use that money for other things. But ultimately, the way a TIF is designed and how it all plays out, and I won't go into it now, but I have gotten my education on it, so I understand better that money is designated for certain areas, certain projects. And if it's not used, it goes back to the entities that basically agreed to give it up to keep it in a pool so that we could help make those downtown projects happen. My take on it personally is, you know, the lights aren't the end all, but they're a piece, and it is the downtown. It's not going to be the expressway bridge, and we did agree to do both bridges to kind of make it. If we don't do them both now, we do one later, it's only going to go up in cost. And, and the fact that we're able to cut down on some of the necessary materials to make that happen is somewhat of a cost savings. But in the end, it costs a lot of money to do what we're going to do, and it's going to look great, and it's going to be a part of the overall plan. I think a lot of times, you know, usually in my life, you know, I have ideas. It takes money to make them happen. You get it accomplished. You got a lot of people that you kind of got to drag along, and because they're kind of I don't say naysayers, but they're more cautious.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the end, I like when they come back and say, oh, I wish we would have done this 10 years ago. Hmm. You know, so
one of the biggest things we're trying to do is not only keep residents, but bring new residents in. People like a good looking town. Yeah. They like a town that looks like, oh, they're putting into this area. Yeah. Oh, this is new. This is something that there is. It's not a hard argument to make that this will. I don't know. You're going to make your money, and the investment this is, we will make back.
Right.
I don't think that's a hard stretch. And I really, you give me a perfect opening here. I cannot encourage voters out there, listeners, residents enough, learn more about your city budget and how that works.
Yeah.
It is not like how you work your budget. It is incredibly different and involves, imagine that if it was just you and your significant other going over your budget, and now 50 other people are coming in with 50 other different rules and different things, and then there's 50 more people over here, and then, there's the government that comes in. It's a lot more different, a lot more complicated than even I understand, and I do my homework on this stuff. So I encourage you to do so. You can go to wirapids.org or Wisconsin Rapids Community Media's website and follow along on council meetings. It's a great way to get informed on this and know more about your community. If you want to know more or ask Mayor Zacher any questions, Matt, how can they reach you?
715-321-0727 is always my go-to number.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
And a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to their page and keep up to date on the work they are doing. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on WFHR.